Chapter 3. The Forest Floor. The sun had set by the time Dak came out of the theater, his shoulders slumped, a suspicious redness to his eyes. Sarah wanted to scream at him, pound him, lecture him until the moon crossed the sky, but instead she walked right up and threw her arms around him, squeezing tight. "What happened?"
"You were right," he answered. "Both of you. We need to leave before the president gets shot."
Sarah pulled back in surprise. "You didn't tell him?"
"Destiny,"
was his only response. Sarah glanced over at Rick, who shrugged. At least he didn't say, "I told you so," or look smug. The three of them had come a long way, leaving behind their childish ways, mostly.
"Let's just get out of here," Rick said. "This won't be the best place to hang around in about an hour, and you both know what's waiting for us now."
In answer, Sarah reached down to her satchel, where the figure-eight shape of the Infinity Ring rested, hard and cold, ready to take them to their final destination, where matters would be settled once and for all.
"The Prime Break,"
Dak whispered, as if the words were sacred. The three of them found an alley and walked into the safety of the darkness. Traveling through the wormholes of time was an experience that Sarah would both miss and hope to never do again. She loved it in a way, doing something so scientifically revolutionary, so spectacular, so terrifying, but she also hated it. Every time her body ripped through the dazzling violence of a quantum disturbance, it was as if a part of it got left behind. Time ate away at her like it ate away the years. 19th century Washington, D.C. exploded away from them, replaced by sound and sparks and streaking light and warping pain. Like always, just when Sarah thought she couldn't take one more second of it, they were thrown from the wormhole, spilling out and tumbling across the soft leaves of a forest floor near Corinth, Greece. Sarah's head whacked the trunk of a tree right at the end of her roll, a perfect ending. Dak must have seen it because he was at her side in a flash.
"You okay?"
he asked. She looked up at him.
"Yeah, fine. Thanks for asking."
And she really meant it. Maybe Dak meeting Abraham Lincoln had been worth the extra trip.